You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly discussion with leaders around the Midwest about how they adapt and persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, and welcome to our program today. It's a good day to be out here because it is cold, it is winter, and it is January 2022. And with us today, our guest is Eddie Herman, who is CEO of Hayes Medical Center, now called Hayes Med. Eddie, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
You know, it is one of those things where you drive by and all of a sudden you see a brand new sign. It says Hayes Med on the sign out at the medical center. That's one of those things that I know you have been working on for the past several months, maybe even years. Tell us about what's taking place.
Yeah, so what we've done is, from our standpoint, we've become a single sole community hospital again on our own. We were in the system with the University of Kansas Health System, and we exited that relationship from both sides. We felt like really we had different strategic directions to go. And so for us, we're excited because it means that Hayes Med can once again focus solely on the services that we provide out to Western Kansans out here. And so we've been able to kind of move forward with some of our plans and expand on doing our outreach clinics, which is really beneficial because it means that we can provide the patient's care close to home. They don't have to drive necessarily for everything here to Hayes. We can do some of their cardiology, urology, general surgery visits right there in their own community hospitals, and keeps them from having to make that travel, much less having to go all the way to somewhere like Kansas City.
I know one of the things that when you take a look at doing this, you look at all of Northwest Kansas and how that plays in and really all the regional hospitals around. How does the changing from the University of Kansas Healthcare Systems to Hayes Med affect all the other hospitals in the area, or does it affect them at all?
Well, from a clinical standpoint, it really doesn't affect them much at all. You know, from our standpoint, we are the main tertiary care facility in Western Kansas. We're the only complete heart program in Western Kansas. So, you know, we have some pretty big parts and roles to fulfill for those communities that are in all of Western Kansas, all the way down to Garden City and all the way north, you know, and west. So for us, that allows us to really kind of focus on those areas and make sure that we're providing the best quality service out to all of those communities here locally, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there a change in staff at all, or do you see the same quality providers that you've had at Hayes Med? Are they still there? Was there some transition?
They're still there. Luckily for us here at Hayes Med, all of our physicians that provided services out here were employed by us. And so, you know, the relationship that we had with the University of Kansas Health System, when that dissolved, that didn't change that. I want to say the only thing that the University of Kansas Health System was really providing was around congestive heart failure, was the only thing they were coming out and doing from a clinic standpoint. And a lot of that our cardiologists could do anyhow. And we still have that clinic relationship with those physicians. We still use them as a referral. They're good docs. And so, but in general, all of our employees were still Hayes Med employees, and all of our physicians are still Hayes Med physicians. So it really didn't impact anything on the clinical aspect.
I know there's been a couple of new faces show up on some of your media posts that you've had. New doctors coming in. Are they coming in from all over?
They are. We've been fortunate too, in that some of the docs that we've had that have joined us are, you know, either grew up in a rural community or actually out here in Western Kansas. Dr. Helberg, Dr. Serpan, She's primary care. Some of the docs we're bringing in now, also we're hiring those docs and bringing them in because we do have a group of physicians that have, you know, moved on and retired. So we're kind of in that mode of, as we have some of those, like, you know, the Dr. Wirth and Dr. Rajeski's, as they've moved on to retirement, we've been able to hire and fill those gaps that we would have had. So some of the hiring we've been doing is just to kind of that normal retirement that you see over a period of time.
Yeah, you shouldn't have let those guys retire. How'd you let that happen?
I tried.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit because there's a case up there, and frankly was going to start with this, but was thinking about what is important, and having a good healthcare center in Western Kansas is so important. COVID, we thought was going away. When you and I were talking back in May, it was one of those things that we knew that there would be kind of a roll down or end of that, in which we kind of saw this fall. And then all of a sudden, here we are in January of 2022, and it seems as busy as ever. What are you seeing at the hospital?
Yeah, for us at the hospital, I would say that we've seen our volume actually, you know, with people who are admitted specifically for COVID has definitely gone up from where we were at. You're right. You know, there was a point in time where we actually had a week or so where we had no COVID patients in our facility, but that was pretty short-lived because Delta variant hit, and then now Delta variant's been overtaken by the Omicron variant. And so we run between, I would say on a daily average, 20 to 25 patients that are in our hospital for COVID. That's almost a third of our total volume from week to week. So it makes up a pretty big percentage and has, you know, an impact on your staff because there's a lot more requirements around putting on appropriate PPE when you're treating those people. It makes visitors more difficult to have to work with them on how they need to be dressed and masked up and everything when they're in the room with their loved one. So it's really stressful on everybody.
What do you see happening as we go forward here? Is there, you look on the national level, you see hospitals running out of room. Do you see that happening here, or are we at the point where we can handle what we have?
Well, I mean, we handle what we can handle now. I would say that staffing shortage nationwide has changed that scenario. You know, we used to be able to take up to probably about 110 to 115 patients in our facility. And because of a lack of nurses for the bedside on our acute floor, that's had a bit of an impact for us. So now, you know, about 90 is our max point for us. And so that continues to cause some issues of us being able to stay open to accept people from the region.
Heather Harris, who's the chief medical officer at Hayes Med, recently reported a case called, and I may not say this right, but Flurona. Is that right? Is that a combination of flu and coronavirus?
Yeah, they had both viruses. And I would say a lot of times that it's probably, I wouldn't say it's uncommon, just given that it's that time of year that people do see flu. And then, you know, coronavirus is still around, so you can definitely end up with both.
Let's take a quick break with our guest, Eddie Herman, who is CEO at Hayes Med. We want to come back and talk a little bit about vaccines and then looking forward ever of what we're going to look for in 2022 at the hospital, some things that will be happening in the future. Back with more after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Our guest today is Eddie Herman, CEO of Hayes Med. And Eddie, we were talking going into the break about vaccines. What's the hospital stance on vaccine? What's been the history of the patients coming through?
Yeah, well, I mean, the majority of the patients that we've seen that do get admitted, probably about 80 to 85% of the people who are being admitted are unvaccinated up to this point. And so it seems to have some definite impact on people who are really at risk too. You know, those are the ones that we probably see get hospitalized the most that have comorbidities or other healthcare issues are kind of the normal patients you see that end up getting COVID to a point where they need to be hospitalized.
As you look forward, and this program's called Forward Ever, as you look forward, how do you see the hospital reacting not only to that issue of vaccines and because flu shots are one of the things hospital here is known for, of doing flu shots every year to kind of help people stay healthy over winter. And then looking forward over 2022, 23, what's new coming down the road at Hayes Med?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us here, always we try to encourage everyone from the vaccine standpoint. From COVID, the Supreme Court made it clear that, in their opinion, that CMS can require the mandate for healthcare providers. So we're going through that process here. Here at Hayes Med, we're already pretty close to being 100% compliant with either our staff being fully vaccinated and or having some type of exemption from the vaccine. So we're in a pretty good place. So we're not too worried about the mandate piece of it and hitting that timeline. That shouldn't really impact us from a staffing standpoint. I think remainder for this year, I think the next few weeks are going to be pretty telling. We know that Kansas City, Wichita, they're pretty full with COVID, and they continue to see quite a bit of it. We always tend to run about 2 to 3 weeks behind those metropolitan areas when we really kind of start to see our peak. So we're really kind of paying attention here this next week or two to see what's it end up looking like out here for us. Luckily with Omicron, the early indications are that it's less likely to cause you to be hospitalized, even though we're seeing higher hospitalizations nationwide. It's also because we're seeing higher numbers of positive patients nationwide. So from a percentage standpoint, it's not any more significant than any of the other variations, whether it's Delta or the original COVID that we saw almost 2 years ago.
I want to jump back in and talk about Washington, D.C. and Topeka, and then we'll talk about the Forward Ever side of things. But are you getting what you need from our elected officials in D.C. and even in the state?
Yeah, I would say that from the Washington, D.C. side of things, we definitely are pushing with our, you know, the American Hospital Association, our Kansas Hospital Association. The second round of funding, they didn't even, I think, anticipate COVID once we had a vaccine to continue on the track that it's been on. And so from a financial standpoint, it's still a very large burden on facilities because the cost of caring for those COVID patients really is more than what we get reimbursed. So, you know, on our reimbursement, it doesn't cover the average cost of a patient who's here for COVID. Our patients here, and what probably makes us a little bit different is being a tertiary care facility, we're taking the sick of the sickest. You know what I mean? So if they can manage them at a community hospital or a critical access hospital on a couple 2-3 liters of oxygen, they are. It's when they can't continue to manage them because they are progressing in a manner that we think could lead to intubation, those are the patients we're taking because we've got the specialties to be able to take care of them. But in turn, that means our average length of stay here for a patient who is not intubated is about 15 days. If they do get intubated, it's about 30 days. And, you know, I think our longest, we had a patient who was here for 65 days. The great thing is we have really great practitioners and nursing staff and, you know, someone who probably had a very low chance of survived. And we were able to get them out of here. But I can promise you that reimbursement on that doesn't cover the actual cost for that patient being here for 65 days. And so we're trying to really get that back to Washington, D.C., that the funding has not met the requirements from a financial side for the facilities. Now, on the state side, I just met with Representative Wassinger 2 days ago and worked through some things that the state could do that would be beneficial for the hospitals. And she's really working closely with us and diligently to try and help us out in a couple areas that would be beneficial for hospitals in the state.
I know when we talked going into the show about how important it is to have a quality hospital, what's in the future for us this year? What can we see coming that's either new or improved or exciting for Hayes Med?
Yeah, well, I think that there's not really been a true pain management program out in Western Kansas. And so Dr. Green is one of our anesthesiologists who's moving over into doing pain management specifically and exclusively rather than doing anesthesia and pain management. So that's going to allow us to really have a true clinic for pain management and work with those patients who have debilitating, you know, back pain or nerve issues and things like that. So we're working on that right now and hope to have that clinic up and running around the March timeframe, and we'll continue to recruit for another provider in that arena. We know it's something that's needed out in Western Kansas, and there's a lot of patients who need care, and so we're trying to address that issue. We also have our what's called a TAVR, transaortic valve replacement, and so we have two of our physicians who have gone through the training and are going through their proctoring to be signed off to do that. And we have one that's completed their primary duties. So that really means that we can go in and do your valve replacement without having to cut your chest open. We can actually do it in the cath lab through your groin area and go up in there and deploy a whole new valve in place of the defective valve without having to do any type of open or invasive procedure.
What's going to be exciting to see, hopefully, as COVID sort of slows down, and you hope that happens. Some people say there's going to be other iterations of it come down as well and kind of keep this thing going. But it is good to have a hospital with a great team out there. Are you having trouble finding staff? Is that I hear about that across the country in every business. What about Hayes Med?
Absolutely. You know, for us here, people always think about doctors and nurses and nurse techs and nurse aides. But, you know, for us, it's kind of our own little city. We've got to have people who do plant operations and can keep our heaters and our boilers and our oxygen working and housekeeping that needs to turn over the rooms. And, you know, we're competing against all those industries for, you know, dietary workers, housekeeping, plant operations, supply chain, people who work in the warehouse to keep our supplies on the shelves. So, you know, we're no different than a lot of those other businesses nationwide where, you know, the unemployment rate is so low currently and with inflation, trying to keep up with wages and those things while still being able to produce a positive margin so you can reinvest in capital, because a hospital is very capital intense. You've got to have a margin to be able to do that. It's been a challenge, and I think it'll continue to be a challenge moving forward, especially depending on what inflation continues to do for our nation.
Well, Eddie, I don't think anybody wants to be in the hospital, but it's good to know that we have a good team and good leadership at the hospital as we go into, you know, the next few months with COVID and where it is. And thanks to you and the team, because I know as you do this, it's a day in, day out effort to keep everybody as positive as they can be.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We have great doctors, great staff that are committed to our community. So, you know, we'll just keep moving forward and providing the best care we possibly can and continue to recruit.
Well, thanks for joining me. When you drive by, not only can you wave to the folks at the hospital, but you'll see the new Hayes Med signs that are out front. It's great to see those signs, but it's even better to know we have great health care. So Eddie Herman's our guest. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
And thanks for listening in to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, brought to you by Worth Wealth Management, where you can live with confidence.
Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, sponsored by Worth Wealth Management, enhancing lives and strengthening families. And by Eagle Creative, a full-service marketing agency serving Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. If you have a great suggestion for a future guest for the program, you can email Gary at gary.shoreman@eagleradio.net. That's gary.shoreman@eagleradio.net. Forward Ever is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.